this is after the earthquake.
And they've actually had some flooding, some pretty bad flooding going on.
Amid holiday music and booths selling local wares, a group called Juno Teens for Change offers mini donuts, hot chocolate, homemade candles, and bracelets to raise money for a trip to Nepal.
They actually lost about half their net worth after the earthquake, so their country is in very much need of help.
Nepal was devastated by earthquakes in April and May of 2015. Widespread flooding this fall has further hindered rebuilding efforts. Juno Teens for Change is not school-affiliated, but many of the students involved are part of Thunder Mountain High School's Interact Club. One member is a student at Juno Douglas High School. 13 students are going on the trip. Thunder Mountain senior Kayla Simpson co-founded the group. She said the school has had liability issues with other clubs taking international trips in the past, so Simpson and her like-minded classmates organized their own trip.
A big part of our group is not just the travel, but kind of like the youth leadership portion of it. So everything down to the plane tickets and the travel preparations have all been planned by us who are teenagers, which is exciting for us.
Since this is their first trip, they also partnered with Projects Abroad, an organization that supports volunteers traveling to foreign countries. They leave December 22nd and will arrive in Kathmandu Christmas morning, ready to begin work rebuilding schools for 2.5 weeks.
We're doing construction for almost 9 hours a day while we're there, so we're really trying to prepare for that. It's going to be different for a lot of us. Like, we're not all of us are used to doing that kind of work all day long, but that's kind of the whole reason we're going.
Simpson said they have raised about $6,000 so far. They've been planning the trip for about a year and a half and have been frequent faces at local fundraisers in recent months. Senior Miguel Cordero says local businesses and community members have also stepped in to support the trip. At the public market, some curious passersby took note of their flags.
We've had a lot of people come up and just ask us questions. One gentleman yesterday actually came by and he said, "Remember, it's better to give than to receive. Please don't change." And then he donated $20. It was awesome.
The teens plan to document their trip and hope to hold public events to share what they learn with the community once they return. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.